listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, discover how to market life insurance during the month of September. We give you several ways to use the momentum from this national campaign to your advantage. ASG Episode 86, How to Make the Most of Life Insurance Awareness Month, written by Brenda Salyer. September is here, and you know what that means. It's National Life Insurance Awareness Month, and it's the perfect time to discuss life insurance with your current and prospective clients. If your clients use social media or watch television, they'll probably see advertising priming them to the idea of life insurance. As a result, when you reach out to them, they should be more receptive to learning about their options. What are some different ways you can make this awareness campaign work for you? Take advantage of existing marketing tools. Don't reinvent the wheel. Utilize the Life Insurance Awareness Month marketing tools already out there. Life Happens, a nonprofit organization dedicated to raising awareness about life insurance, offers various marketing materials you can utilize during September. For instance, they have customizable educational flyers, brochures, and graphics. They also provide videos, needs calculators, resources featuring real-life stories, and their 2018 celebrity spokesperson, Danica Patrick, along with social media posts and images you can share. The beauty of Life Happens marketing tools is that they are impartial. They don't promote any one specific product or carrier. Rather, they educate consumers about the need for life insurance. Their real-life stories and images help to trigger an emotional response, engage people, and make them open to hearing more about how you can help them meet their life insurance needs. You can also add the Life Happens logo to the bottom of your emails and link it to their site to provide your clients with access to more information and more resources. Additionally, most life insurance carriers develop and offer resources you can use throughout Life Insurance Awareness Month as well. Log into the websites of carriers you're appointed with and see if there's anything you can put to good use. And in case you didn't know, many carriers offer sales incentives during September that you can use to further boost your income from new sales. You can also create and send out a newsletter or flyer. Life insurance plans can be complicated and confusing to consumers. Creating a newsletter or educational flyer gives you another impartial piece for your supply of marketing materials. And sending it out helps you build your clients' trust and faith in you to help them make the right choice. In your newsletter or flyer, include imagery and stories that have an emotional appeal. Show families together. Account how having life insurance helped someone in a particular situation, or describe the struggles someone faced because their loved one did not have a policy. Also, include some recent life insurance-related statistics to drive your point home. This kind of information will help get your audience thinking about their own personal needs. LIMRA and Life Happens Annual Insurance Barometer Study tracks the perceptions, attitudes, and behaviors of U.S. shoppers and can be a wealth of information for you to use to better understand your clients. We've got quite a few statistics from the 2018 Insurance Barometer Study that I'm about to share. Just a quick note, we will be linking to the study in our show notes, so be sure to check that out. And feel free to use these stats to help illustrate a very compelling line of reasoning during your pitch. We'll start it off with this one. 90% of people believe a family's primary wage earner needs life insurance, but only 59% of consumers actually own it. About 20% of people with life insurance and about 20% of people without life insurance believe they do not have enough coverage. Close to 40% of people wish their spouse or partner would buy more life insurance. 35% of all households would feel the financial impact from losing their primary wage earner in 1 month. The most common objection to purchasing life insurance or purchasing more life insurance is that it is too expensive. 63% of respondents named price as their purchase barrier. 61% said they had other financial priorities, and 52% claimed that they already had enough coverage. About 4 in 10 millennials overestimate the cost of a life insurance policy by about 5 times the actual cost. As you're writing your newsletter, consider providing information on the many ways the living can use life insurance as well. There are many benefits of having life insurance that consumers are not aware of, such as cash values and riders that cover medical costs if an owner becomes terminally ill or confined to a nursing home. Pose a question like, did you know that purchasing a life insurance policy for your grandchild could help them buy their first home? That can help start the conversation with grandparents regarding life insurance for their grandchildren. Though you won't see immediate results from incorporating a newsletter or flyer into your marketing strategy, it will help establish your credibility and expertise on these types of products. Contact clients for a free policy review. So many of those with life insurance policies have not reviewed them since they were purchased. Another way to make the most of Life Insurance Awareness Month is to reach out to your current clients for a policy review. Life policies purchased prior to a marriage or the birth of a child may no longer provide adequate coverage. Your client's designated beneficiaries may need updated, or their insurance needs may have changed. Moreover, they may have term life insurance that's nearing the end of its term. Setting up a policy review will let you determine if your client's current coverage still makes sense for them. If it doesn't, you can ensure you're the one to offer them help. Remember, the most important thing during these meetings is to listen to your clients. As they talk about their family, their parents, children, or grandchildren, they will give you a clear picture of their priorities. You can open up the conversation by asking open-ended questions, such as, if something were to happen to you, who would need financial help? How much would they need to survive for a year, 2 years, or longer? How much income does your family need on a monthly basis to cover expenses? How much is your mortgage payment? How much in premium could you easily afford to pay annually or monthly? We've mentioned it before on the podcast. Here at Ritter, we took the time to create a simple one-page fact finder that can help you facilitate this discussion and keep track of your clients' answers. We will have the link to download your copy in our show notes. Another way you can take advantage of Life Insurance Awareness Month is to use it to maximize your presence on social media. Social media allows you to keep a topic at the forefront of others' minds. It can be a powerful tool to engage clients and prospects on a personal level during this time of year. Use Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter to post stimulating tips and images that will get your clients and prospective clients' attention on life insurance this month. Gear what you publish towards the people who are most likely to need life insurance, such as couples with young children, couples who recently purchased a house, or seniors who may have lost their group coverage when they retired. Always consider your audience in your posts. Share words and imagery that will elicit an emotional response from them. For example, if your audience contains millennials and Gen Xers, rather than posting a message asking, "Do you have final expense insurance?" a more thought-provoking question might be, if something were to happen to your parents, would you be able to cover funeral expenses? Here are some other social media guidelines. Be socially active and ensure you're posting consistently. Post at least once or twice a week and make sure to check at least daily, if not more, for comments or questions. Then be sure to answer any questions as soon as possible. Try to open up a discussion with your readers, but avoid any kind of hard sell. Use social platforms to educate and engage your audience and build your brand. Avoid exchanging any kind of personal information over a public platform. If someone is interested in learning more, have that conversation offline via email, telephone, or a private message. And most importantly, remain compliant. Don't consider a like or follow as permission to contact. Always ask a commenter if you can contact them with additional information. Keep in mind, you should not be using social media platforms to pressure clients into buying life insurance from you. Treat your profiles as public relations tools. Use them to let the world know about your services. If you're not sure what's compliant and what's not, we just published an ebook, Social Media Marketing for Insurance Agents. We will have the link to that in our show notes. I highly recommend downloading that and reading it. There is a lot of great information, including the latest guidelines from CMS, best practices, how-to guides, everything you need to know. Life Insurance Awareness Month is all about making sure people understand life insurance and the importance of getting it. When you use the momentum from this big push, you can establish yourself as the go-to resource for more information and set good things in motion for your business. You can visit our show notes for more marketing ideas and the link to the companion infographic for this episode. That outlines the four marketing ideas we just talked about in a PDF that you can download. Maybe you're new to life insurance or just not sure how it fits into your portfolio. Our experts would love to review your portfolio with you, so we will also post the link to our sales team in the show notes as well. And don't forget, we like hearing your questions and especially love answering them for you. Whether it's a topic you want us to dive into a little deeper, like MACRA, or just a specific industry question that you'd like the answer to, you can comment on this episode, reach out on social media, or send us an email, and we will do our best to get that on the schedule for the future. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this installment of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. Thanks for your support, and we will see you next episode.